Ding dong, and a happy new year to you all. Let's get on with the show. And I wonder what 2015 will have in store for us, organ music-wise, that is. Certainly in this programme I've got a couple of new CDs to share tracks from with you and some messages from organists who, for a variety of reasons, couldn't fit into the show last month. For openers, I hope you'll enjoy hearing the unique organ sound of Hammond organist Cherry Wayner, who sadly passed away in November of last year. Her style of playing was not everyone's cup of tea, but during those heady days of television shows such as Top of the Pops, Oh Boy, and When Boy Meets Girl, her contribution to the pop scene was legendary. Cherry. Cherry Wayner, that is. Supé's old war horse, the Light Cavalry, given the Cherry Wayner treatment with her late husband, Don Storer, on drums. And if you go to YouTube, there are a number of very interesting television clips of this dynamic duo. OK, let's go right to the other end of the musical scale now with the first of those New Year's messages.
Hello everyone, this is Penny Whedon.
And husband Tony.
Speaking to you from wintry Wales and wishing you the very best for 2015. With all the lovely music Alan plays for you here,
it should be a good one.
Here's a track composed especially for New Year by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Ah, a good Welsh name.
Yes. It's called In Dir ist Freude, or In You is Joy, and I'm playing it on a carillon setting. I hope you enjoy it. So, it's goodbye from him.
And goodbye from her.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Penny Wheaton there at a Yamaha EL900 with a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach called, what was it, Penny?
In dir ist Freude, or in you is joy.
Ah, yes, couldn't have said that better myself. It was taken from Penny's CD called By the Fireside, and truth to tell, I didn't know anything about it until I'd completed last month's Christmas show, because it contains at least a couple of numbers which would have fitted in there quite nicely. Anyway, a full rundown of the track listing is on the Organ First Radio webpage. Time now to switch on the blower motor for the first time as organist Stan Kahn joins forces with pianist Ralph Wolfe to play the Cole Porter classic, It's De-Lovely. It's De-Lovely, played there by Stan Kahn at the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium Wurlitzer, with Ralph Wolfe on a Yamaha Concert Grand Piano. Time now for the first of the new CDs in this month's show. Although, having said that, this one was released towards the end of last year by John Kiffin. In early December there was a whole swathe of publicity surrounding the forthcoming new James Bond film, And, ironically, John Kiffin had already completed his tribute to 007 with the release of I've Been Expecting You. 16 tracks that we've all come to know from the many Bond films to date. Basically, the tracks feature the sounds of the VersiSpectra and Helios models, and as you'll hear from these two examples, the arrangements and dramatic sounds are very true to the Bond music tracks.
Thank you.
famous James Bond theme, followed by You Only Live Twice, both given that highly polished and individual styling by John Kiffin. Once again, I can't pass up on this CD without making mention of the artwork, which has a picture of John posing as M, the fictional character in Ian Fleming's James Bond book and film series. M, of course, being the head of Secret Intelligence Service, and usually seen with him sat there stroking a white cat. But in this case, it's a single keyboard that John lovingly caresses. Both Ian King of MSS and myself rate this as one of the best ever thematic recordings that John Kiffin has ever produced. But, as the old saying goes, you ain't heard nothing yet from this artist. Now, as I understand it, the new Bond film has been given the title of Spectre, and with thanks to John Leeming of the Cinema Organ Society, he sent me the audio track of a video which he shot at the home of organist David Shepherd, which features an organ and piano duet by Simon Gledhill and Richard Hills, with the somewhat topical title of Spectre on the Spree. Thank you. two of the best in the business, Simon Gledhill and Richard Hills. And if you want to see the actual performance by these two superb artists on that equally fine Compton organ, then just go to YouTube and type in Spectre on the Spree, and you'll soon find it. Incidentally, the composition was by a former cinema organist, Louis Mordish. Back now to another new CD with a couple of tracks from Moonglow, which features the combined talents of Howard Beaumont on organ and John Taylor on piano. The genesis of this story goes back to 1984, when John and Howard released the first of six recordings in a series called As Time Goes By. They were joined on these sessions by Christopher Taylor on percussion, and the recordings themselves enjoyed huge success on the BBC back in those days, when we all enjoyed such offerings as Charlie Chester's Sunday Soapbox and Desmond Carrington's All-Time Greats. Well, this new CD takes a few of the tracks from the six volumes, plus three new ones which John and Howard have set about recording. So sit back and enjoy this great performance. Thank you. You Brought a New Kind of Love, Maybe, and then As Time Goes By. And where in this day and age do you hear music so delightfully played and styled, such as that by Howard Beaumont and John Taylor? And because he won't tell me what pills he's on, I'm going to let you into a secret that John Taylor is 93 years of age and can still caress the ivories in that beautiful way. So, if you missed out on the LPs the first time round, then Moonglow is the CD for you. Legendary clarinetist Acca Bilk passed away last year, and of course we're always going to remember him for his recording of Stranger on the Shore. Well, a few weeks ago, broadcasting colleague Stephen Ashley, who presents his Hot Pipes programme on the internet, cleaned up a very old recording of George Blackmore, which was made at the Gaumont State Kilburn, and one of the titles was, you've guessed it, Stranger on the Shore, played there by George Blackmore. Well, the former Trocadero Elephant and Castle Wurlitzer, which has been in the loving care of the Cinema Organ Society for many years now, is slowly but painstakingly being installed in the Troxy Theatre and Concert Venue, where it will be a much-featured and used attraction in this Art Deco centre. But before the organ was removed from one of its earlier homes at the South Bank Polytechnic, several artists gave it a musical send-off. One such person was American superstar Jelani Eddington, who included this unusual item from a very British superstar of days gone by, a tune that really needs no introduction from me. Thank you. Memories there of George Formby, but played on the Wurlitzer organ by Jelani Eddington. A very dear friend of mine and someone who has been part of the electronic and theatre organ world for many years now, going right back to the days when he was demonstrator for Farfisa organs, is Graham Wright. Well, Graham hasn't been enjoying the best of health for some time now, and I'm sure everyone who knows him will want to join with me in sending best wishes to him and his wife Claire. In 2011, he played an evening concert of light organ music at Probus Parish Church down here in Cornwall, and he took along his own Content Mondre classical organ, which is all kitted out with the Hauptwerk system to give it that theatre organ sound. I recorded him playing one of his favourite pieces, London by Night. Graham Wright recorded live in concert there with London by Night.
This is Tony Whittaker with a New Year's greeting to all listeners, friends and clubs. My latest CD, Compose Yourself, is a departure from previous releases as it features 16 original compositions played on Kurzweil. My sound engineer has nicknamed the album A Trip Around the Continent, as he says he can visualise the places named in the titles. I hope you will enjoy listening to it. Here's wishing that 2015 will be a good year, not only for health and wealth, for music too.
And talking of which, here are two tunes from that very CD, namely Cat's Tail, a bright Latin number, and then Café Garçon, which, as the title suggests, has that French café atmosphere, and they're both featuring the Kurzweil piano, organ, strings and rhythm, all controlled by Tony Whittaker. Tale and Café Garçon, played there by Tony Whittaker. Now, organ enthusiasts are notorious in their buying habits, and I've seen it happen so many times when a potential sale has been lost because the tunes listed in the jewel case might contain one or two that they've never heard before, and consequently the chances are that the sale might not happen. So 16 new ones is really taking a chance. But if the organ world, if the music world in general is to survive, then we have to have new compositions. Now, I'd be very surprised if you didn't enjoy those two tracks. And to my mind, there is a bonus to this CD, inasmuch that if you happen to want mood music for your own video productions, then this CD is right up your street. Check out the full title rundown on the Organ First radio web pages. Tony has been a regular contributor to these shows, as has my next artist, who I had the pleasure of seeing in concert in November last year.
This is Andrew Varley, wishing you all a prosperous and most importantly a healthy 2015. I am once again looking forward to playing for you all, whether it's a dance or a concert. Also, for the first time, I will be using my Tyros 5 TRX organ system for concerts. So bye for now, and see you soon, whether it's on the dance floor or in the concert hall. Happy New Year to you all!
Thank you.
The theme there from the film Railway Children, played at the request of John and Eileen, who sent me an email asking for something by Andrew Varley, who they too had seen in concert late last year. They didn't say which club they belonged to, and they didn't even mention what their surnames were, but I'm sure, like me, they really enjoyed Andrew Varley's delightful programme, which contained such a bright and refreshing change of items. OK, so once again we're nearly at the end of this month's show, the first in the new year, and at which time can I just say a big thank you to everyone who has either sent traditional cards or e-cards. They've been very much appreciated and in many cases quite funny. But to take us up to the hour, here's someone else who'd like to add her own very special greetings together with some news for later this year.
Hello dear organ music friends, Claudia Hirschfeld speaking. I wish you all a happy and healthy new year 2015. And I'm also pleased to may announce my big concert tour in April all over the UK, from the north to the south and from the west to the east. You find details on my website www.claudia-hirschfeld.com. A very special concert is on the 12th of April. It is a charity concert in Aldershot together with the German star tenor Johannes Groß. It is his first appearance in the UK, and to get an impression of this tremendous voice, now listen to the first track of our latest CD, Glanzlichter, Corin Grato.
Oh!
Coran Grato, a beautiful Neapolitan song, perhaps better known by the first words, Kateri, Kateri, and it featured the combined talents of tenor Johannes Grobe and Claudia Hirschfeld at the Versi Open Art Organ. And with that, it's time for yours truly to say cheerio until next month, when I hope to have another programme that will entertain you, especially if you can't find this kind of music selection anywhere else. As ever, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.